Welcome, and thanks for listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast. We're broadcasting from the University of Missouri campus in Columbia, Missouri, home of the Missouri Review, the quarterly that brings you the best contemporary literature in fiction, nonfiction, and poetry. Every week, we'll be featuring a wide range of readings and interviews with writers, editors, and agents. Today on the podcast, we're excited to feature our 2014 audio contest winners in the audio documentary category. Our winners were Sarah Geis and Abby Wendell for their piece, To Be Normal. Abby Wendell is an audio producer for This Land Radio in Tulsa, Oklahoma. She spends most of her time inside of headphones, asking questions and listening. Abby also enjoys poetry, swimming, and growing plants. She'd like to help make radio be of use as the planet's climate changes. And Sarah Geis is an audio producer and the managing director of Third Coast International Audio Festival. After several years traveling the country with StoryCorps and a stint making radio at This Land Press, she's happy to call Chicago home. I hope you'll enjoy their award-winning audio documentary, To Be Normal.
This is the story of Elliot Heine, U.S. Army Surgeon E-5, one tour in Afghanistan, one in Iraq, Meritorious Service Medal recipient, beekeeper.
I wanted to be a normal person. I wanted a wife. I wanted kids. I wanted a dog. I wanted a home. I wanted to be normal. Most times there's some element of ringing in my ears. Low tones, high tones. I was awarded 100% disability status. I'm permanently prohibited from military duty, essentially because they couldn't keep other soldiers safe in my presence. I went to check out a class on beekeeping, trying to get myself into hobbies to keep my mind off of things. When I first started working with bees, I wasn't really anticipating the sound being a symphony of sorts. All the bees around me, around my head, by my left ear and my right ear, the drone that goes around there. Stick your ear down in there. I can hear them. I can hear you, honeys. We're in my backyard in Broken Arrow, checking out three of my beehives and find out how happy they are, to make sure the population's doing good, queen's still alive and healthy. And what exactly does it mean to be on disability? Sorry, guys, I'm not trying to be rough. Does it mean that I'm useless? Does it mean that I'm completely not functional? Let's see if we can't find the queen.
Is she going to jump out at you?
Well, they kind of carry themselves a little bit different. Their backside's a little bit bigger for all that laying. They can lay up to 1,500 eggs a day. I wanted to be a normal person.
I think they all gravitated to my...
a wife.
Well, we got some
I wanted
there.
Kids. I wanted a home, cells. Dog. I wanted a wife. Lay down the cell. Kids, pick up the gun. Home,
strong,
go to the job. Heavy weapons.
Rocket propelled serving machine hands on people.
Children, dude, strapping explosives to
make
the chest.
Sure that they get. I'm still not seeing a queen.
They will populate. There she is. Check her out right there.
Oh, shit, yeah.
There she is.
Look at that abdomen.
That's that booty I was talking about. All that junk inside that trunk. Mm-hmm. Yup, yup.
On the days that I can wake up when it's still cool in the morning, get some coffee going, and go out there and just sit next to the hives and drink my coffee and listen to them. They sting, they die. Do they know that if they sting, they die? Wouldn't that be a different kind of dynamic, you know, if that's how we fought? One bullet, when you fire it, it's also going to blow you up.
You've been listening to the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast, music by Mark Catalano. Check us out online at MissouriReview.com, where you can subscribe to the magazine and enter our annual Jeffrey E. Smith Editor's Prize Contest, with $5,000 prizes in poetry, fiction, and creative nonfiction. Thanks for listening, and check back next week for a new episode of the Missouri Review Sound Booth Podcast.